newborn, sorry.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Maya speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Here recently I ordered some stuff from y'all, and I thought it was just a one-time thing, and they're starting to deduct money out of my savings account.
Can I have your zip code?
63730.
And your first and last name?
My first name's Keith. My last name's Smith.
Yes, sir, Mr. Smith. And for security purposes, can you state that shipping address for me?
Just a minute. I'm trying to get my phone fixed here. Do what now? I'm sorry.
Can you state that shipping address for me?
P.O. Box 56, Adventist, Missouri, 63730.
Yes, sir. And how can I help you again?
Well, I recently ordered some pills from y'all, and I thought it was just a one-time thing, and now they're starting to deduct other money out of my account, and I want it stopped, and I want my money back, because I don't want the item any longer.
Yes, sir. I do see that you are being billed. Did you order these?
I ordered the pills. Yeah, I ordered that, and they sent me another bottle, and it was $7.95 shipping. I paid that, but I no longer want it, and I don't want you to deduct any more money on my account, and I want my money that you did get out back because I don't want anything else. And I'm very unsatisfied.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Unfortunately, what I can tell you is that these are valid charges. I won't be able to refund you your money back.
Yeah.
The $90-something?
$90-something that y'all took out of there. What are you going to use that for? And why can't I have my money back if I don't get any items?
Sir, I'm not using it. I'm just a call center.
Yeah? Well, who do I need to talk to then?
I'm sorry, sir.
Who do I need to talk to and find out about getting my money back?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm more than able of handling your account for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who do I need to talk to about the account to get my money stopped being deducted out of my savings account or checking account?
Sir, I can cancel your account, but I can't refund you anything.
Why not?
Because these are valid charges, sir.
For what?
You have the product, the mail enhancement.
Yeah, I've got
that.
The product. Yeah, but it said $7.95 is what. That's what it said. That's all I'd be billed for.
That was just for the shipping, sir.
I know that. I understand that.
Okay, so $92.90 and the $91.89 are for the product itself that you have. You pay
that
$14 for shipping.
Yeah, but that ain't what it said on the ad.
Well, sir, if
it said it was a free
deal,
and all I had to do was pay. Just listen to me. Listen to me a minute. Wait just a second here. It said on there it was a one-time thing, free. All I had to pay was shipping and handling, and that was it. It didn't say anything about the $90-some-odd that was going to be taken out of my account. So I want my money back.
Well, sir, when you press that box that you are 18 years or older, I'm not sure if you saw it, but it did have the terms and conditions under that box that stated that if you didn't call in within 14 days.
It didn't have nothing on there about anything like that. It did not. It said was it was a free thing for all I had to do was pay for the shipping and handling, and that was it.
Bless me.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
You had 14 days. I told you that. Tell her to cancel it.
Cancel all of it. I don't want anything else to do with it. Just cancel the whole thing. I don't want nothing else to do with it.
Well, I can definitely cancel it for you, but I will not be able to give you a
cancel
refund.
It. That's okay. All right. Y'all better get your shit together on what you put on Facebook about ordering stuff. And make sure it's in big black and white letters so people can see it.
Was it not a guarantee?
Yeah, it was also a guarantee, too.
And what does that mean?
There's
a guarantee?
Money back guarantee.
Money back guarantee. There was a money back guarantee, and all I had to pay was shipping and handling. And that was it.
Well, I don't know if you read those terms and conditions, sir. Like I stated, the first time it did have it in there that you had 14 days of counsel. If not, they will bill you the full price. They will bill you the full price of those meal enhancements that you did receive, sir.
There wasn't nothing on there. There wasn't nothing in my bag stating that. There wasn't nothing but the bottles. And there wasn't nothing on the ad that said that it was going to be, you know, any more charges rather than the shipping and handling.
And it said money back guarantee.
And money back guarantee.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. We can't guarantee your money back or these are valid charges.
Okay, well, give me a number that I can call somebody that I can talk to about this crap and get it straightened out then.
That goes on
the... I need another number besides this one I've got.
This is the only number, sir.
There's bound to be another number, and there's bound to be somebody else that I can talk to. I want to talk to the manager of the joint.
Well, sir, this is a call center.
I understand that, but you got to know somebody else. You work for the calling center. Calling center's got to know where this comes from. So you ought to be able to give me another number that I can get touch
no,
with
sir.
And talk to
no,
somebody
sir.
About it.
No, sir.
Well, it must be a fraud then. All this shit is a fraud.
It ain't nothing but a scam.
It's a scam bunch of bullshit.
It's not a scam.
I'm going to get in touch with the Better Business Bureau, and we'll see if we can get this shit taken care of.
I can't talk if you guys continue to talk over me.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. Well, then you need to shut up and let somebody talk.
Excuse me.
Just calm down a little bit there and let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Excuse me.
Okay, if you continue to speak like that, I'm going to disconnect this call. You won't be talking to nobody.
Well, I need to talk to somebody above you so I can get my money back.
Sir, these are valid charges on your account, and I'm so sorry about that, but these are valid charges.
There's nothing on the ad that says that. Nothing on the ad that says that.
I'm not sure if you didn't read the terms and conditions, but it did state that in the term and condition that these are valid charges, and you will be charged these in 14 days if you did not call a counsel.
Okay, well, you got to have somebody else that I can talk to besides yourself.
Yes, sir. I'm able to handle your account.
Okay. Well, who manages all this? That's who I'm talking
to. A lot
of
them. We have a lot of different managers, sir.
Do what?
We have a lot of different managers.
Well, can I speak to one of them?
I'm more than capable of handling your call.
Okay, but I need to talk to someone else. That's what I want to do. I want to talk to somebody else besides you. And I'm being calm.
Thank you.
There's bound to be somebody else that I can talk to. You still there?
Yes, sir. Give me a minute, please, to speak with my supervisor.
Okay. No, that's who I need to speak with. I already know that.
No, can't tell me to shut up.
I didn't tell you to shut up. You didn't hear me tell you to shut up. Are you still there?
Just give me a moment, sir.
Okay.
So what happened?
I don't know yet. Still waiting on them. I don't know, they may have.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm speaking with my supervisor, sir.
All right.
She did say we can do a 35% discount.
35?
Yes, sir.
That's it, huh? It's almost $200 that you got out of my account.
Yes, sir.
That's the best you can do.
We can do 50.
Come on, man. $50 or 50%?
50%.
How about 75?
Yes, we can do 75, sir.
I'd hope so. Because, like I said, I'm sorry I got upset, but I don't like that kind of stuff taking it out of my account without me knowing it and looking at my account. I'm overdrawing. I don't like that. So, yeah, be sure that it's deposited back in my account. Or it's sent to my bank, one of the two.
Well, the only card we have on file is 9472. If that's not your card no more, so you will be receiving a check.
Okay, I'll be fine. Check will be fine.
Just give me 1 second, please.
All right, thank you.
Okay, sir, do you still have access to that card that you say you canceled it?
Yeah, I canceled the card because they always kept taking money out of it, and I just canceled it.
Well, do you still have the same?
Check. I have the same bank.
Yes. You still have the same bank, just a different card number?
Well, I hadn't got the card yet. I just canceled it today, so that when I seen that y'all had deducted money out of my account that I didn't realize.
Okay, well, my supervisor said that we can refund it on that on that card and it'll just go to the new account.
No, I'm not. I can't give you a new account number.
I'm not asking for a new account number, ma'am. I'm telling you that this will go on to the new account, the refund.
Yeah. So you like give me a check? Is that what you're trying to say? I don't understand what you mean.
No, I'm saying the refund will go into your new account.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Jeez.
All right. That's what I say.
Okay, I'll refund you, sir. Give it 3 to 5 business days, and it should be back on your card, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kyle Customer Service. Y'all have a nice day.
You too.